Thank God it's Friday night, and I just. Well, I don't actually get paid until next Friday. Whatever. What's going on, guys? It's your Audible Boo Thing, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. This is the podcast where we can experience some silly, some random, and some weird, hosted by me, a comedian. So I don't know what that voice was about. So I took about a week off to visit my family in Atlanta. I left about two Fridays ago, and then I was in Atlanta for a whole week, and I didn't even get back to LA until that Saturday. So I was exhausted, because you know, when you go home to visit your family, it's not really a vacation. You know, everybody wants to see you. You're only there for a certain amount of time, you know. And when I got home, this was during the week of Father's Day as well as my birthday. My birthday is June 19th. So I'll be expecting some call-ins for some happy belated birthday wishes. Okay, listeners, don't be playing, all right? No, I'm kidding. But I don't normally celebrate my birthday normally, because it's kind of like a reminder. It's like, oh, well, I thought that I would be, you know, at this point in my life, and I'm not. So it makes you feel like, well, fuck, what have I been doing for all these damn years? When I was 12 years old, obviously I'd be the president by now. What's going on? You know, but I won't lie. I will admit, I definitely did see myself a lot further along, you know, in my acting career, in my my podcast, my YouTube, my stand-up career. I really did expect to be a little further along than I am now. And sometimes that is a little depressing, because reality is shit happens. Life happens, you know, and we cannot always control the clock. We can't always control the clock. We can only control, you know, what's happening at that second. And sometimes not even then, you know, because what? Shit happens. So when I went home, I got a chance to learn a lot about my family history. You know, my parents have gotten to an age where they want to show me, you know, where the paperwork is, and as well as like where the things in the house that are worth something, you know, should anything happen to them, God forbid. And it's not a conversation that you're ever really ready to have, because, you know, it's your mom and dad. You don't want to think about that. It was a very difficult trip. You know, I spent most of my trip in Savannah, Georgia, and it was amazing. I went to college there. I actually graduated from Armstrong Atlantic State University, which I now believe has merged with Georgia Southern University, I believe. So hopefully I'm hoping the herpes stayed over there. Little joke from when I went when I went down there. But anywho, it was really interesting. So when I was there, I got a chance to see my Uncle Henry, my great Uncle Henry, who is 98 years old and still sharp as a tack. Now, of course, his hearing is not what it used to be. He's not as mobile as he used to be, of course. That's to be expected. But his memory is fantastic. You understand everything that he says. He remembers everything. I actually do believe that he may make it to 100 and maybe live past it. He's a great guy with great energy. And I got to learn a lot about where my family comes from. It was a very invigorating trip. It was warming. It was scary. It was everything. I went through so many emotions when I went to visit my family. And it's a trip that I do not, what am I trying to say? It was a trip that I definitely don't think I'll ever forget. It really was. So anywho, I wanted to share that with you guys. And we're going to go ahead and get going to the silly, the random, and the weird. But I thought I'd give you some real. So make sure you guys go ahead and you talk to your parents and you talk to your family. And, you know, tell them you love them. Learn a little bit about where you're from. Because I promise you, the story may be a lot more interesting than you may think. We'll be right back. Look, I enjoy that transition sound, okay? You should be glad that I don't use it as often as I really want to. What's going on, guys? Amber Smiles Jones and I is back. So let's go ahead and get to the silly, the random, and the weird here. We got Justin Bieber back in the news again. He has challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. Yeah. Yep. We got Florida at it again. Of course, they can't help themselves, honestly. We got a 62-year-old man who strips and dances at McDonald's. We also have the police who got quite the shock of their lives after one 911 call. And we have a guy who invented a pill that makes your farts smell better. Yeah, your farts smell, you know, that. Yeah, makes that smell better. You know, I like to keep it classy here on Professionally Silly. But before we get started, I want to remind you guys to feel free to call in and share your opinion about this or any podcast episode here on Professionally Silly, and join in on the silly and the random, or just, you know, call to say hey, 805-664-1828. And you can also text this number as well if that's easier for you. So 805-664-1828. And please feel free to leave a review on my podcast via Apple Podcasts or the many other podcast platforms that Professionally Silly is available. I just want to know what you guys think about the topics we discuss here on the channel. All right, so let's get weird. Okay, guys, so Florida is at it once again, and I don't know what it is about this particular state, but the most random shit happens there. You know, we've got a 62-year-old man who took off his clothes and performed a weird dance and even attempted to get it on with a railing inside the fast food restaurants. We're talking about McDonald's, okay? Now, McDonald's is not exactly a classy establishment, even though now most of their restaurants now use 100% beef. And announcing it, half our restaurants now use 100% beef. What the fuck have I been eating all this other time? And what is the other half serving me, you know? That's not a step up, bitch. Why don't you make an announcement when y'all at 100%? Moving forward, John Morgan was arrested after his performance at the restaurant in Collier County. And police showed up because they got reports of a male taking off his clothes and dancing strangely. Now, it's assumed that he was on drugs, which is completely understandable. I can't think of any other reason to take your clothes off and try to get it on with a railing at McDonald's. Drugs, alcohol, a dare, or maybe you're just a YouTuber trying to get some views. I don't know. Oh, put that down in my notes as a video idea. So the 911 caller also reported that it looked like he was trying to get busy with the railing. So cops were kind of like, what kind of fucking call is this gonna be, you know? So when they showed up, they realized that they had dealt with this individual before, and he trespassed at this particular McDonald's before in the past, actually, you know. Now, apparently this dude has a pretty lengthy rap sheet and was arrested for, you know, battery, trespassing, disturbing the peace, carrying an open container, and even disorderly intoxication, which, you know, that might be what this next charge will be, you know. And he was booked into the county jail, and I'm sure he has his own, you know, jail cell mate just for him at this point. So home sweet home, huh, John? Shit. We've landed on the moon. We found a way to keep men hard and ready for sex. Now, we have found a way to make our farts smell like whatever we want. It's 2019, bitches. We in the future now. Thanks to Christian Poincheval, I destroyed his name. He's like French or something. The mastermind behind this weird and awesome product came up for an idea to create pills that can change the scent of our farts. Now, he began developing the pills in 2007 and now has many different scents. Now your farts can well, have whatever aroma you choose, even chocolate. I feel like that would confuse the hell out of me just a little bit. You know, I feel like my farts shouldn't make my mouth water. You know, that's weird. That's very confusing. You know, I could use some dessert. It doesn't make any sense. You know, you can even have farts that smell like actual roses. So, yeah. He goes on to say that the pills are safe for pets, too. Now, I got to say, if I knew about this pill, you know, I would have definitely slipped one to my dog, Max, you know, like 10 years ago. He's no longer with us now, but he had gas that could clear a room. Bless his heart. Now, he claims that the pills are completely natural, that there was a lot of research done, and the pills have been on sale for years now. And the pills are about 17 pounds, which is like a little over $20 in U.S. currency. And it's this product is actually shipped from Paris to the U.K. And is eligible, you know, for free shipping in the U.K. So I guess that means we have to pay a little bit more in the U.S., if we want our shit to smell like chocolate, or I guess not our shit, our farts to smell like chocolate. Love is like a fart. If you have to force it, it's probably shit. Oh, I like that. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get that tattooed on the back of my neck. What's up, professionally silly listeners? I have some awesome news that I want to share with you guys. If you guys like the Professionally Silly podcast and you would like to support my podcast, guess what? Now you can. You can now make monthly contributions, and you can contribute as low as 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. No excuses. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Now, this will actually help bring Professionally Silly to another level. So let's be honest, okay? A lot of time and effort goes into creating content, and it's super awesome, hella dope to have the opportunity to better my podcast and the Professionally Silly brand. Plus, I got bills, all right? And dream chasing, it ain't cheap. Now, I'm super excited to go on this journey with all of you, Smile Squad. So thank you so much ahead of time for your support and your future contributions. Okay, let's go ahead and get back to the silly. Okay, let's go ahead and get to this fight. In the blue corner, we've got Justin Bieber, a skinny, kind of talentless little weird dude that grows strange facial hair, against Tom Cruise, a 56-year-old man who has been saving the world and possibly, well, for years, actually. Let me stop talking shit. Justin Bieber is not talentless. He's just annoying. All right, earlier this month, Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight at the UFC Octagon. Now, I gotta be real with you here, listeners. I kind of want to see the young, rich, white kid fight the old, rich dude. Like, I would thoroughly enjoy it. I'm being real, y'all. I'm not really a fan of either of them, honestly, but this could be the perfect way to waste some time if you guys are into that. So Tom Cruise is a 56-year-old man, and Justin is a 24-year-old idiot who challenged a 56-year-old man to fight. But I'll give you this. Tom is in great shape for a man his age. I will give you that. Hell, probably even for a man Justin's age too. Now, not long ago, Justin tweeted, and I quote, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the Octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who's willing to put up the fight?" And he at Dana White to the tweet there. Now, first of all, okay, Mr. Bieber, if you're going to challenge a grown ass man to a fight, you know, via Twitter, use the correct "your." It's actually Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, meaning you are scared. you know, just dropping some knowledge bombs real quick. Okay. Second, are you that desperate to be relevant? How is getting your ass beat by a man in his 50s going to help your career? I'm just saying, y'all know damn well Tom Cruise would kick his ass. I'm just saying he got that crazy man strength, you know. But for those of you who don't know who Dana White is, Dana is the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC. So he really wants this to go down. If he tweeted the president, you know, of the UFC, I don't know. I guess this is like a new trend, you know, celebrities fighting each other in the ring, you know, for money and clout, I suppose. Because, you know, YouTubers fought each other and made millions doing it. Logan Paul versus KSI and Jake Paul versus Deji. I probably said his name wrong. But I've even heard a rumor that Jake Paul even said that he would fight Soulja Boy for $20 million. Now, I don't know about a boxing match because, you know, there are rules and regulations you have to follow. But in a street fight, Jake will be picking up his ass off the ground. I'm just saying, he would be literally picking up his ass off the ground. But I would be lying if I said I didn't want to see that fight, because I do. As a matter of fact, who would you guys like to see in the ring? 805-664-1828. I'm curious, you know. And as of recording this podcast, Justin's tweet has gotten almost 4,500 retweets and over 200,000 likes. Now, it's gotten so much attention on Twitter, TMZ reached out to Justin, who quickly retracted, saying he was just kidding and he knew Tom would probably beat his ass with his awesome dad strength. Now, I'll be honest, I am super glad that Justin is aware that his ass will be handed to him, you know, in a blue Scientology handbag. Okay. I am too much. All right. So now Justin's manager did meet up with Dana White, the UFC president, to see if this, you know, actually could go down. Like, you know, and Justin's manager said that Justin would definitely fight Tom Cruise in the octagon. But of course, he would, you know, Tom would have to agree. Now, Dana White did mention this would be the easiest fight in his career to promote, and he is right. He is hella right. As of right now, Tom hasn't responded, but I kind of hope it happens. I want to see this. It will be very entertaining, I feel like, you know. And I mentioned Jake Paul earlier, and I'm seeing now that he told TMZ, you know, I'm not just talk when it comes to fighting celebrities. You know, he heard about the Justin Bieber retracting his tweet challenging Tom Cruise to a fight. So that was his response. You know, he says, I'm not just talk when it comes to fighting celebrities. And he went on to tell TMZ Sports, I'll throw hands with any famous person who wants smoke. As long as they pull up to his house, I'll box anyone. That's what he says. Now, Jake is pretty full of himself, I got to say. You know, I need someone, anyone to, you know, just knock his ass out just one time. Just one time. Both of the Paul brothers, actually, would be fine. But now his brother, Logan Paul, actually did fight a dude who just showed up to his Los Angeles home looking like he wanted to scrap. Like, dude was legit dressed like Ivan Drago, you know, from Rocky. You know, the Russian villain from Rocky. He had the red shorts on, the slick back hair, the slick black gold hair. It was crazy. You know, I hate to say it, but Logan kicked his ass. And it was really sad because Logan has swift hands, but he leaves himself open so many times. So if someone else who wants to challenge Logan Paul to an actual boxing match, just understand, he is open at all times. You just have to be a little bit faster than him to get the punches in. Now, I'm saying this because I actually am an experienced boxer. It's been years. You know, I'm certainly not to the, you know, athletic enough to take on, you know, Logan Paul at the moment. But should I ever, you know, want to get back into that, I'll beat his ass. I already know his tell. It's easy. All right. Let me stop talking shit before Logan Paul reaches out to me to beat my black ass. my black lesbian ass. I hate him. Seriously. He's a piece of shit. Don't worry. If you want to check out that fight that he had with the fake Russian villain in his yard, the YouTube, it is up on YouTube. He did film the video and it's uploaded on his YouTube channel. It's, I guess, it looks like Celebrity Deathmatch just got real, y'all. So I've got another one for you, last and certainly not least, as well as a few call-ins that I want to share with you guys. So let's go ahead and get it. So, all right, listeners, the next one is a little too much, if you ask me. It's so random and hilarious and just what the fuck kind of information, you know? When I came across it, I literally laughed out loud. The Washington County Sheriff's Office received a frantic phone call from a house guest about someone inside the house they were staying in. So they heard a loud rustling and strange noises coming from the bathroom. So the 911 caller had just returned from a walk, and that's when he heard the odd sounds. Now the caller could even see the shadow of someone moving from the bottom of the door back and forth. They can kind of see that shadow movement, you know. And so the police responded immediately with three officers, and they even had a police dog there as well. So needless to say, they were concerned about what they may come across. They surrounded the home, and they made their way inside with their guns drawn. And, you know, and they yelled police and sheriff's office, but the intruder never responded. Now, the sounds, they got kind of loud. It sounded like whatever it was hitting glass or something like that. So it sounded like someone was trying to get out of the bathroom window to them, you know. And can you imagine being those officers, not knowing what's going on, what you're going to come across, who's in there, you know? And my heart would have been pounding. You know, they even yelled at the intruder that they had a canine on site, and there was still no response. Because usually when police get the canines involved, people tend to give up. You know, nobody wants to be bitten by a dog, let alone attacked by one. But this time the intruder still did not respond. So they finally breached the bathroom door and discovered a rogue Roomba bot vacuum. One of those small round vacuums that just kind of roll around your house that doesn't really suck up anything. Yeah, one of those things. You know, those round, useless pieces of shit that people waste their money on? Yeah, those. The whole incident, it took about 30 minutes. Now, when police came across their intruder, and they bust it out laughing, which, you know, it makes sense because it was a relief to them, you know, because it could have been something completely different. It could have gone a different way that night. There could have actually been an intruder in there who wasn't afraid to shoot them or whatever, you know. So it was just a moment to just laugh because they realized that they were safe, everybody was okay, and it was just a Roomba vacuum cleaner that was scaring the shit out of everybody. Of course, the 911 caller felt horrible for calling the police, but the officers reassured him that they probably would have done the same thing, especially if you weren't aware that there was a Roomba on the loose, you know. You know, and the shadow that they all saw under the door convinced all of them that someone was inside that house. So, you know, they weren't really mad at the 911 caller. I think at this point, everybody was, you know, happy that no one was hurt and there was no immediate danger, you know. But after sweeping the premises, the predator was nabbed. Later, the room was dusted for prints, Richard Cox commented. Marty McCleskey offered a compliment, and he said, "Great job for catching the sucker." Yeah, these are all fantastic one-liners. I love it. shout out to the Washington Police Department, you know, for that. That is hilarious. La, 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 la.
Man, we so much weird and random happened in this podcast episode today, guys. We had a 62-year-old guy who decided to get busy with a railing at McDonald's. We had the police who had the shock of their lives, but luckily things went well. Apparently, you can make your farts smell like roses. And also, Justin Bieber is dying to get his ass kicked. So there's just a lot going on, you know, in this podcast today. I love it. I love it. So up next, we've got a couple of listeners who've called in. And let's go ahead and see what they had to say, shall we?
Hello, my name is Chandel, and I'm calling from New York. I am one of your number one professionally silly audible booze bang fans that would like to express great gratitude and your creativity and your ability to grow and your comedic ways. You have been through a lot. Hi, Sammy. Yes, I'm talking about your cat. So, I would like to talk about one of your latest episodes, Level of Stupid, never surprised me. OMG.
And get into these crazy stories I found this week. We have a woman who was enraged by her McChicken sandwich from McDonald's. We have another woman who stabbed herself because she said, and I quote, "I'm tired of living in Trump's country." And like legit, that's what she said. And so much more. First off, thank you so much for calling in, love. So she's talking about the podcast episode, the clip that you just heard there. That was the last podcast I did before this one. So let's go ahead and see what she has to say about that particular podcast episode.
Well, this ketchup situation, I see a lot of YouTube videos, actually, where a lot of couples go on just doing challenges and pranking each other and doing all kinds of things. But I've never heard multiple charges or different things they're getting arrested for, and as a couple doing stupid things and ketchup on the bed. Come on. That is so much. They must have a lot of pride or a lot of something, because I would never spend that much time thinking of a great prank with ketchup. Just stupid. All right, so this Trump thing. Oh, this girl, you want to self-harm yourself because we have Trump for a president. He's not my president, so I'm pretty sure he's not your president as well.
Damn right he's not my president. You called that one, boo. You called it.
But I find it quite interesting that you would do some self-harm due to the fact that he's president. I would do more of a community-based related, you know, situation, whereas when people come together and say, well, let's just do some, you know, non-supportive situations for Donald Trump and make sure that he doesn't get in office for another term. But, of course, how things are looking, just to be quite honest, I think that he's getting a lot of support from places we don't even know about. But anyway, I just want to say hi. I support you. I am one of your number one fans. Continue to do your audible boo thing. So sexy. You have a great day.
Yes. First of all, I fucking love the New York accent. That shit is fucking fire. I don't know. Anytime I hear somebody from New York, even if they're like, "Hi, how are you? It's a lovely day today." If it's in a New York accent, I'm like, yo, that's hard as fuck. Like, thank you so much for calling, love. I really appreciate it. I couldn't understand your name in the message. I think it was Chandrell, but my Google Voice typed out Angela. So I don't think that's it. Google Voice is so racist. Did you mean Angela?
But thank you so much for calling in. And you were dead right about that woman who was causing self-harm because she was pissed off that Trump is president. I'm pissed off that Trump is president, but I'm sure as fuck not going to hurt myself. What the fuck? Make sure you guys go ahead and you check out that last podcast that she was talking about. You know, levels of stupidity never really surprised me. It is the last podcast I did before this one. So let's go ahead and get to the next call-in. Also, guys, feature references. When you call in, if you could please do your best to keep the call-ins 60 seconds or less if you can. That'd be super, super helpful in editing this podcast. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get to the next call-in.
Hey, it's Jonesy. I'm just checking in with you to make sure you're okay. Everything good? How's life? Call me back.
Yes, that was my boy Jonesy from Weird AF News. If you have not listened to his podcast, you must be living under a rock. The guy is hilarious. But yeah, Jonesy, I am doing great. Thank you so much for checking in. I did take about 2 weeks off of the podcast. I went home to visit my family, as you guys heard before earlier in this episode. So I took some time off, you know, just to kind of gather my brain cells and, you know, figure out what I want to do next. Because, you know, after visiting my family, I was emotionally and mentally exhausted and physically too. They did not let me sleep that much. But thanks so much for calling in, Jonesy. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out Weird AF News. You can check it out here on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms, just like my podcast, Professionally Silly. All right, Jonesy, love you, bro. Thank you so much for checking in, man.
Hi, Smiles. This is Lady Scorpio from South Carolina. I just watched your live, and I just want to say the Smile Squad is awesome. You are so awesome. And my favorite things that I like that you do, I love it when you do the What's in My Box. I also like the I'll try that. And I also like the vlogs, especially when you vlog with Sammy and your turtle. Oh, no, Leon. I don't know why I want to call him Lucius. But yeah, have a great Sunday. You're awesome. You always make me smile and laugh. You brighten my day. All right. Peace.
Hey, Lady Scorpio, thank you so much for calling in. I remember you. You're super sweet. Lady Scorpio is referring to my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So if you want to get the visual side of this, of the Audible boo thing, then you want to check out my YouTube channel, Professionally Silly. And also shout out to you and the previous caller for recognizing my pets. You know, Sammy and Leon, my cat and my turtle, they're pretty fire. You know, they're pretty fire animals. I plan to keep them as long as they'll have me, you know. Let's go ahead and let's go on to the next call-in, shall we?
Yo, Amber, what's up? What's happening? It's your boy Cyber Shots coming in. I got to represent Florida. You know that. Amber, I don't see none of these silly ass people. I don't see none of these silly ass people in Florida. That's why I drink a lot of Hennessy. But yeah, there are a lot of goofy ass silly people. Hey, I just go through Florida with my glasses blurred because I ain't got time for that dumb shit. But anyway, what's up? Keep doing your thing. Now, the alligator thing. The biggest alligator that I've ever seen in real life was 7 feet. Yeah, it was like 7 feet. And yeah, I was at work and I just turned around and went the other way. Now, as far as having a big ass alligator in your kitchen, he stay in the swamp. He should have locked the fucking window. I mean, I don't know what's going on in Florida. I don't get it. And I live here. All right. With that being said, keep doing your thing. Peace. Oh, yeah. I got to take that back. The biggest alligator that I ever seen in real life. Fortunately, I was in my vehicle at the time. It was like 12. Yeah, about 12 feet. Yeah. So I just had to mash the gas and keep it moving. Yeah. If you stay in Florida, you're going to see an alligator. It's common sense, man. It's like you stay in New York, you're going to see a pigeon. You know what I mean? Sheesh. All right, peace.
Yes, it's my boy, Cybershot. Cybershot also has a podcast here on Anchor. So make sure you guys check him out. He's awesome. So, I mean, obviously, Hennessy, always the best option. So good job there. I'm very proud of you. and blur those glasses for real. I don't care if the alligator is 7 foot tall, 7 foot long or 12 foot long, or if it's 3 inches long, okay? An alligator in your house is too damn long. I don't give a shit, okay? So be careful, cyber shots, okay? Them gators, they real as fucking out there, man. They real as fuck, okay? They will post up on you quick. On you quick, homie. So watch step, bro. Watch step. Be careful. You know, turn on the lights before you enter a room just to be on the safe side, all right? Listen for hissing sounds. Also, y'all should know, alligators and crocodiles are a lot fucking faster than y'all think. Understand they've been around since dinosaur times, okay? They didn't have to adapt. They're good. So just watch your back. Watch your back, squad. I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your Audible Boo Thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 7 other podcast platforms. A girl certainly gets around. Also, in other awesome news, if you have ever wanted to start your own podcast, pay attention to what's next. That's right, you can come and join the podcasting community today and share your voice here on Anchor. Now, if you are already a member of the Smile Squad and you're, you know, avid listener, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the Professionally Silly Station, thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't already, please go ahead and tap that subscribe and or favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new podcast episode. And also, if you want to follow me on my other social media platforms, I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others, along with clickable links in the description box of all of my YouTube videos on my channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So follow, like, subscribe, fan, heart me, favorite me, whatever you want to call it. Let's laugh together. So once again, I'm your Audible Boo Thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And also, if you do not have the Anchor app, you can still call or text in 805-664-1828. That is my Google Voice number. You can always leave me a message or send me a text. Tell me which episode you listen to and share your pin, whatever it may be. 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. Also, fuck Donald Trump and the entire administration. That is all.